Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and my next guest is the New York City Youth Poet Laureate, Crystal Valentine, a student at NYU. She won the title in October in a competition sponsored by Spoken Word NYC, and believe it or not, the New York City Campaign Finance Board. That's because one function of the Youth Poet Laureate is to encourage other young adults to vote. We'll hear some of Crystal Valentine's work about democracy and more at this difficult moment in the city for so many young people as well as others. Hi, Crystal Valentine. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
And we've met once before, but tell everybody, how did this work? How did you become Poet Laureate, and what did Get Out the Vote poetry have to do with it?
Okay, so I became the Youth Poet Laureate by competing for it. I sent in my CV, and I also there was also a competition aspect in which I did a poetry slam. So I did two poems, a three-minute poem and a one-minute poem. And that's basically how I got my title. But being the Youth Poet Laureate, it's really to promote youth voting. And what better way to do that than to have a youth, you know, rallying for other youth people. So that's basically where I come in.
So you have a few poems, and we'll see if we have time to get a few in here as well as to just talk a little bit. What would you like to read?
I have ready for you On Evaluating Black Privilege.
Evaluating Black Privilege.
Yes, Black Privilege.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Okay. On Evaluating Black Privilege. Black privilege is the hung elephant swinging in the room, is the memory of a slave ship praying for the Alzheimer's to kick in. Black privilege is me having already memorized my nephew's eulogy, my brother's eulogy, my father's eulogy, my unconceived child's eulogy. Black privilege is me thinking my sister's name's safe from this list. Black privilege is me pretending to know Trayvon Martin on a first-name basis, is me using a dead boy's name to win a poetry slam, is me carrying a mouthful of other people's skeletons to use at my own convenience. Black privilege is the concrete that holds my breath better than my lungs do. Black privilege is always having to be the strong one, is having a crowbar for a spine, is fighting even when you have no more blood to give, even when you have lost sight of your bones, even when your mother prayed for you, even after they've prepared your body for the funeral. Black privilege is being so unique that not even God will look like you. Black privilege is still being the first person in line to meet him. Black privilege is having to have the same sense of humor as Jesus. Remember how he smiled on the cross? The same way Malcolm X laughed at his bullet, and there I go again, asserting my black privilege, using a dead boy's name without his permission. I can feel his maggots congregating in my mouth. Black privilege is a myth, it's a joke, is a punchline, is the time a teacher asked a little boy what he wanted to be when he grew up and he said alive, is the way she laughed when she said there's no college for that. Ignorance is the only thing that won't discriminate against you, is the only thing that don't need a tombstone to learn your name, and it's tiring, you know? For everything about my skin to be a metaphor, for everything black to be pun intended, to be death intended, black privilege is the applause at the end of this poem. Is me giving you a dead boy's body and you giving me a 10. Is me being okay with that? I tried writing a love poem the other day, but my fingers wouldn't move. My skin started to blister, like it didn't trust me anymore. Like it thought I'd forsaken it for something prettier, something smoother to wrap around my bones, as if I was trading in my noose for a pearl necklace. Some days I'm afraid to look into the mirror for fear that a bullet George Zimmerman its way into my chest while I was asleep. The breath in my mouth is weapon enough to scare a courtroom. I'll be lucky if I'm alive to make it to the stand. For some people, their trials live longer than they do. Black privilege is knowing that if I die, at least Al Sharpton will come to my funeral. At least Al Sharpton will mason jar my mother's tears, remind us that the only thing we are worthy of is our death. We are judged by the number of people it takes to carry our casket. Black privilege is me thinking that's enough. is me thinking this poem is enough. Black privilege is this. Is this breath in my lungs right now? Is me standing right here with a crowd full of witnesses to my heartbeat? Thank you.
Wow, that is some poem.
Yeah.
And using not only the deaths and the things that you and some of your peers are subject to, but then your own kind of using them, using Trayvon Martin's name in a poem and being given a 10 on your poem in a poetry slam.
Yeah.
And I guess feeling a little guilt about getting there that way.
Exactly. Because when for poets, sometimes they'll make a list of all of the, you know, the young men and women who have been unfairly killed. And when they do that, I always question, you know, are you doing it just to hear applause and to hear snaps and to get a good score? Or are you doing that to raise conscious awareness?
Yeah. And so how are you feeling now at this moment in the city when tensions seem to be so high on all sides and there's this sense of grievance among the police and there's a sense of grievance in the community? Is it the role of the Youth Poet Laureate to navigate any of that?
I think it's very important for me to always promote, you know, positive change, you know, for us to come together as a community and to basically let us know that we're not alone, that we're not doing this by ourselves. There are other people out there who are trying to also help us.
Do you think all of these issues can help motivate people to actually vote in future elections? Since, again, that's one of your roles, is to help motivate people to vote.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's very important for youth to know that their vote, you know, directly impacts this. You know, having people come in for community board leaders, you know, officials, borough officials. It's very important for them to know that by voting, they will have a say in how these things are navigated.
What do you actually do as Poet Laureate? Do you go from place to place and do readings, talk to groups? What do you do?
I do. I go from place to place. I read my poems. I inform youth about what's going on in the world, you know, how they themselves can to get involved. Because it's not just me, you know, involving myself, but it's also trying to promote other people to be involved as well.
Among your friends, what percentage would you say voted in the mayoral election last year or for president in 2012?
I would say a lot, just because we are very conscious about stuff like that.
Because you run in, I guess I asked the question badly, because I said among your friends, and you probably run in politically aware circles.
Yeah.
So what about in kind of, you know, larger circles who you're coming in contact with as Poet Laureate? What do you think keeps people who maybe should vote from voting?
Basically, because voting's such a big thing, you know, the presidential election is such a big thing. How can one person impact the presidential election? And I want to remind them that it's not only the president that we're voting for. We're voting for, you know, borough officials, you know, who run our town hall meetings, who you know, navigate these things, telling them that it trickles down.
Do you have another poem that you can do in about 2 minutes?
I do. I have A Voter's Armageddon.
A Voter's Armageddon.
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
This is A Voter's Armageddon. Maybe we're just waiting for the locusts to come. Maybe we're waiting for the whole world to set fire, for God to finally cleanse this melting pot, for a purer human race to rise from the ashes, because obviously the stakes aren't high enough. Obviously, college debt isn't high enough. High school dropout rates aren't high enough. Increased MetroCard fares aren't high enough. Obviously, Obama's signature on an $8.7 billion food stamp cut isn't enough. And America's attempt to exile an entire continent isn't enough. People being beheaded on national television just isn't enough. Maybe we're waiting for something ridiculous to happen, like Miley Cyrus becoming the first female president, like racism being diagnosed as a mental illness, like police sirens becoming our new national anthem, because obviously we're just waiting for something deadlier than rape culture and police brutality to split this world in half. Maybe politics aren't Armageddon enough for us, aren't spark enough for us, aren't call to action enough for us. This is a call to action, to rally, to revolt, And I know it's hard living in a society where we attend more funerals than birthday parties. And I know that you think you're just another flame in an uncontainable inferno. And what does a flame know about voting anyway? And what's a vote to a burning democracy? And I think I just saw the rapture coming. And I know you think Obama be just another god that has forsaken us. Just know that calling any man a god is the true Armageddon. Just know that your refusal to vote is the true Armageddon. So vote. Because when Armageddon does happen, it will look nothing like this.
Wow. That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Just vote. So vote, because when Armageddon does happen, it will look nothing like this. How do audiences respond to that poem when you perform it?
I feel like it's really intense because, you know, Armageddon is such an intense topic. You know, that means that it's over. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing else.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus is president.
So I think it really wakes them up to parallel voting to something as, you know, drastic as Armageddon, because it is as drastic.
Is there a website or anything where people can follow your work?
Yes. I'm on Facebook, but you can also follow me by going to NYC Votes, and you can also go to Urban Word NYC.
Crystal Valentine, a child psychology major at NYU, and this year's New York City Youth Poet Laureate. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.